So if an individual now wants to create a personal plan for security in the future and a way of maintaining the value of what they now control or own in terms of money, what are some of the ways that you see to be practical, both in terms of gold bullion, in terms of gold and silver coins and numismatic coins, and finally, in terms of new currency?
First, what we're talking about here is safeguarding your value. You got paid for your work, and you now have this nebulous thing called money that represents the value of the sweat from your brow. And you need to safeguard that. If you only worked once a year and you got paid only once a year, you would need to meter that out so that you'd be able to use that. So you'd have to put that in something that maintained its value. That's why the value of money is so important. And that's why that group of people that support gold and silver-backed currency talk about the value of that and the discipline that gold and silver bring to that currency. Because that gold and silver can't be fabricated. It can't be created by decree. It cannot be fiat. It has to be real. Somebody has to do some work. Somebody has to dig it up and refine it. It takes more work from the brow to do that. So if someone had value and they were concerned about the inflationary times that loom on the horizon, certainly they'd want to look at gold and silver. I wouldn't recommend numismatic items at all, because numismatic items are too specialized for most people. They too are controlled, and they too are subject to major fines like South America. So you can't possibly use just numismatic. Nor would I use gold at this particular time. Because if you look back in historical precedent, silver has a much better history of not only maintaining that value, but also rewarding you with more profit. But it really isn't profit. It's one of safeguarding that value and giving it back to you intact.
Traditionally, wasn't there a 1-to-20 ratio between silver and gold in an idealized sense?
This came about because of the bimetallic system with the United States. Most recently, yes, historically, when you look back in ancient times, there was this historical precedent. At that time, it was 1-to-16. But again, it was only because we had a bimetallic system, or they had bimetallic systems then, in terms of both gold and silver being used. And the government, in its own best interest, would try to set that, so that they didn't have to figure it out in the marketplace. And in reality, there was always dislocations in terms of values. And when there was lots of gold, well, then it was easier to use that instead of using the silver. And when there was lots of silver, they would be discounting on the gold. So those dislocations always cropped up because there was no way of actually ascertaining that. Again, we need to go back to an organic model. And also, we need to go back to only having one standard. When you have two standards, you're always trying to balance one against the other. You have one standard where everything is balanced against one standard. And that standard itself functions in the marketplace. No set ratio. Impractical, unworkable, even in today's computerized age.
Just to clarify something, a bullion coin is a coin that's based on the weight of the metal in it. In other words, it's 1 ounce or a tenth of an ounce of gold or silver or platinum even. And so its value changes every day based on the trading price of the metal.
That's right.
But a dollar, like a silver dollar, is a monetary unit, but the weight of the metal in the coin doesn't change day by day. So can you just talk about the relationship between the bullion coin and the coin that's based on a monetary value? What I'm trying to come to the understanding of is the special advantage of having a monetary value on a specific size silver coin.
Because in the marketplace today, everything is dollarized. Plus the fact is we don't have this infrastructure in place to have a truly functioning market-driven currency today. So the currency needs to have some sort of dollar amount placed on it. And that dollar amount needs to be within reason, and also needs to be designed in such a way that it's flexible so that it can respond to the free market of the metals that it represents. Certainly, the current model that the government has out there now does not work. And I'm talking about the gold and silver eagles that the United States Mint makes. Now, the Mint manufactures a 1 ounce gold eagle, contains an ounce of gold, and it says $50 on it. Well, that can't function in the marketplace. They manufacture a 1 ounce silver eagle. It has $1 on it. Well, you can't possibly sell an item for $6 or $8 the way the silver eagle is today and turn around and use it in the marketplace for a dollar. Not working.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the government does not have a realistic viewpoint, or they have a realistic viewpoint that they don't want to use for their own agenda in the marketplace. Either one, it's an unworkable scenario.